Hello and welcome, friends, to another episode of How to Manifest Anything Using the Law of Attraction. My name is Steve, and on this podcast, we take you basically, we go through steps on how to manifest anything that you desire into your life. And I take you on a journey as I help people with manifesting anything and everything that you desire into your life using Law of Attraction. Also, make sure you go to learnhowtomanifest.org and join our community where I've got free video as well as a full course that will teach you how to manifest using the Law of Attraction, basically using the three simple steps that I use to manifest a better job, a better car, and then get out of a negative $426 checking account and being on the verge of eviction. So on this episode, what I wanted to talk about is how to attract more of what you want and less of what you do not want. Okay, so how to attract more of what you actually want and less of what you do not want. So basically, it all boils down to your focus and what you focus on. Like, I'll tell you a quick story. When I was at a very low point in my life, I was, like I said, I was on the verge of eviction. Had a checking account of literally negative $426. So I didn't know what I was going to do, where I was going to get funds from to pay the back rent that I had owed. And the reason that I was in this position was because I'm a singer and a songwriter, and I was trying different online ventures that promised to show me how to make money online, and just I wanted to create a side income that I could add to my 9-to-5 job, just so I could have enough money to actually do music, because it's expensive to write and record and do music and stuff like that, and I failed for about 8 or 9 years, and that's what put me in that real deep hole. But the breaking point, and then the moment that I noticed that there was a problem, was when I came home one day with a letter. I opened up the door, being dog tired, came home from work, had a stress headache, looked down, and there was a letter on the ground. I opened it up and I read it. Or it was on the floor. They had slid it underneath the door of my apartment while I was at work. And they said I had 3 days to pay or quit and get out of the apartment, basically. So I was spiraling down fast. And at that point, I didn't know what I was going to do. And I was having all types of negative thoughts. And I started having, like, basically some real self-destructive thoughts. And I noticed that the more I focused on this negative stuff, all these negative thoughts, the more I focused on that stuff, the worse I felt. And the lower my vibration became. Like, I was just digging myself deeper and deeper with each and every thought that I was focusing on that was negative. And that's when I realized these thoughts are what are making me feel this way. And it also reminded me of a movie that I saw that actually talks about how your thoughts can shape your reality and attract the things that you want or don't want. And the name of that movie is The Secret. And actually, from that point, I got up. I switched the way I was thinking immediately. And I got in contact with the landlord, set up payment arrangements so I didn't get kicked out of the apartment. And I had enough food and gas to last me through the rest of the week to my next paycheck. And that's when my real journey began with studying Law of Attraction and quantum physics and how the mind works and how you can actually affect your reality with the way that you think and just how you apply Law of Attraction. And that brings me to this episode where I wanted to talk about how to get more of what you want and less of what you don't want? Well, the main key, again, is focus. Whatever you focus on, you will attract more of. Energy flows where your focus goes. So in my case, I had been focusing on negative lack and why is this not working and stuff like that for like 8 or 9 years. And that was the reason why I wasn't seeing any results in what I was trying to do. The moment I started applying law of attraction, the first thing was I started to feel a lot better. Then I dug even deeper into law of attraction and I learned how to train my mind and how to prove to myself that I can manifest anything that I want, just using like simple exercises and strategies and techniques that I can teach you. You'll learn more about that in the course and in the free video. But once I realized that focus is everything and I started applying the law of attraction correctly, that's when I started to have a breakthrough and started seeing results. And I was able to upgrade my car. I was able to upgrade my job. I started seeing results in a different business opportunities that I was endeavoring in. And my music is now, it's on all the streaming platforms. I make money from people streaming and downloading the music. And it's because I was able to attract more of what I wanted and less of what I did not want by focusing on what I did want, right? So basically, what you need to do is stop focusing on what you don't want. We are trained as children to focus on lack and focus on, oh, I don't have enough money, focus on just negativity, right? We get these negative programs installed into our brains at a really early age. And then when we become adults, it's hard to shake that, right? So you have to focus on having, basically the first thing you have to do is be grateful for what you have. And then from there, focus on what you want and don't focus on lack. Instead of saying, I don't have enough money, you can just say, I have more money than I will ever need. The more you say stuff like that, the more your subconscious will reprogram those negative beliefs out and replace them with real positive beliefs. And then you will automatically start attracting what you want. But the main thing is to not focus on negative stuff, because the more you focus on the lack of something that you don't have or wanted but don't have, the more you focus on that, the more you're going to attract same type of energy to you. It's like, it's basically, that's how the law of attraction works. So focus on being grateful for what you have and look forward to actually receiving the things that you want and actually see yourself already with the thing that you desire and celebrate. You don't have to celebrate physically, but you can celebrate in your mind or just thank the universe or God or whoever it is that you believe in for allowing that what you desire to manifest into your life. The more you do this and more you focus on these type of thoughts and that type of exercise, the more you'll be able to start manifesting the things that you really want into your life. Now, I go over a full step-by-step process of how to do all this stuff in the course and in the free video that I created. Just go to learnhowtomanifest.org. You can pick that up. It's you'll be able to also join our community. You can also subscribe to this podcast, and if you'd like to be a sponsor, you'll be able to do that also. And that's really it for this video, podcast. So I hope you got some value from this. If you did, go ahead, like, comment, subscribe, do all that good stuff. And always remember that you can be, you can do, and you can have anything that you want to in this reality. All you have to do is believe. All right, take care. God bless, and I will see you on the next episode. Bye for now.